The financial scandal enveloping the huge Italian dairy and food company Parmalat seems to grow more complex every day. The head of one of Parmalat's auditing firms, the Italian unit of Grant Thornton, has now resigned after he and another executive were arrested by Italian police. They're being questioned about their role in the company's alleged multi-billion dollar accounting fraud. David Riley's covering the story for the Wall Street Journal, and he joins us now from London. David, all this has to do with billions of dollars that are missing. It's being referred to as an accounting hole. Started out somewhere around $5 billion. Now they think it might be as much as $11 or $12 billion. Is that right?
Well, the numbers are sort of going all around the place just because the investigators and even the new management of the company still doesn't have a real good handle on what money might be left in the company, if anything. Where did all the billions of dollars the company raised from bank debt and bond debt go over the past couple of years? So it could be $5 billion, could be $7 billion, could be $9 billion. Some people have even said $15 billion. At this point, nobody really knows, just that it's a heck of a lot of money.
And what is the role of the auditors, Grant Thornton, in all of this?
Well, Grant Thornton was actually a secondary auditor of a couple of the subsidiaries, mainly one called Bonlat Financing Corp., which was based in the Cayman Islands. And what has now come out of the interrogations of some of Parmalat's top officers, mainly the former CFO, Fausto Tonna, is that Bonlat was sort of used as the garbage can for Parmalat. All the fictitious stuff, all the bad things they didn't want to see anyone to see, they put into Bonlat. And Grant Thornton was auditing that.
And is the idea then that this auditing firm, Grant Thornton, would have known about these financial irregularities and essentially covered them up?
That might be a best case, actually, because there's also some suggestion that not only did they know about them, but they might have suggested some ways Parmalat could try and cover its tracks or actually abetted Parmalat in doing this fraud.
We also saw U.S. regulators getting involved this week, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and this has to do with the founder of Parmalat, Callisto Tanzi, who's been arrested in Italy. What's the SEC up to?
Well, what the SEC is looking at is, because even though Parmalat is a company that's listed on the Milan Stock Exchange, it does have some stock that's traded in the U.S., but more importantly, has a huge amount of institutional investors, insurance companies, pension funds who bought its bonds. For example, Aflac, the insurer, took a $287 million write-down to its fourth-quarter results because of its exposure to Parmalat's debt. So the SEC is looking to protect investors in the U.S. who had this debt sold to them.
This scandal is getting so widespread, it's just like a whole series of dominoes getting knocked over. What is left standing of the Parmalat empire? How damaging is this for the company?
One of the questions, if you talk to people who have looked at the company over the years, they say this is like two companies. One, you have the operating side, and then you have the financial side. And what the new management and the new manager, the new CEO, Enrico Bondi, who is Italy's corporate Mr. Fix-It, is trying to do is to figure out what's salvageable. Is there really a good underlying business there? One question is just how weak, perhaps, are operations in Latin America, and were they actually creating huge losses that the Tanzis were shuffling money around to try and cover up? Or is this a case where, at the end of the day, it has a pretty good business and just had a financial structure built over it that wasn't sustainable and had no basis in reality?
To the tune of some $10, $11, $12 billion.
Keep counting.
Keep counting. David Riley is covering the Parmalat scandal for the Wall Street Journal. David, thanks very much.
Thank you.